bring punt return? How has he looked?
He's looked good. You know, we worked him during training camp some, as y'all know. He's had good speed and quickness during practice yesterday. We had punt return yesterday, and then, you know, he's caught the ball well. So it's going to be exciting to see him back there.
The way he was talking on Monday, he said, I want to get a first down every return, get that at least 10 yards. Is that the mindset that you want from a guy like that?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to see him get more than that every time. But, no, he's done a very good job when he's been in the game. You know, when he was there in Pittsburgh, Antonio was there most of the time. But when he was there, he was productive.
With Emmanuel on the punt return and then McManus settling on him with the kickoff, your special teams, you got it all fixed from going back to that Seattle game, the preseason?
Yeah, I think, you know, from that first game, you know, you had a lot of bumps, obviously. But when you look at it after that, I thought the coverage was good. So hopefully we can do the same thing. It's a big challenge coming into this game. They're a well-coached team. You know, Coach Harbaugh, that's his background. Jerry Rothberg does a great job. And, you know, we don't know who the returner is going to be. So we're going to have to just play our rules and make sure that we play fast against them.
Brandon missed a couple of long kicks in the preseason. Did you see anything on those that would indicate, was it just technique or anything specific to?
No, I think he had a good preseason. I thought he was consistent. When you look at the overall misses on all those 50 yarders around the league, it's about what it is. So we just got to try to make those kicks, and it wasn't anything technique wise. We just got to keep working at them.
The team had voted David Britton special teams captain. What is it about David that has made him so special on those special teams?
He's just a playmaker. I mean, guys see him every week. How hard he works. You know, on the field, in the meeting room, on the practice field. Everything he does is a pro, and pleasure to be around.
Is it almost more of a want thing that you just see that once he's on the field with these guys in special teams?
I think everybody wants it to a certain extent. Nobody wants to be unsuccessful. I just think that he's got a real knack for it.
Is he just a guy that you can really point to the younger guys and say, this is how you can really make your niche in the NFL? I mean, he's been around for a long time. He's been able to step in at safety but also stick around.
Yeah, I mean, I love to see him being able to play defense, to be honest with you. I mean, it's great. I'm glad for him. And, you know, he's still a main cog for us.
You and Coach Kubiak mentioned how important linebackers were in roster composition for special teams. So what are you expecting from Todd, from Corey, from Shaq, from Shane Ray?
Yeah, you know, we need quality plays out of them. When you really look at the kicking game, if you have good quality linebackers, you have a chance to be good every year, and I think all those guys are going to do that for us.
Yes, I know it was tough losing Stephen Johnson, but can Corey fill that kind of role?
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes when you get to those decisions, it's a big numbers game. I'm so glad that he caught on someplace else because he's a heck of a player. But, you know, we're very pleased with the guys we have right now, and I hope they can fill in for those roles.
People worry about Sanders getting hurt. I was trying to look up stats of punt returners getting hurt. I mean, do you have any concrete thing when you look at with risk versus reward of putting the top guy back there?
I mean, my risk versus reward is we played Steve Smith about 20 times when I was in Atlanta, and I never saw him get hurt, but I know he hurt me because I was, you know, you'd always sit back there scared to death. So, you know, those guys that are back there, there's no question that there's a, you know, you're at more of a risk because you are on the field. Anytime you're on the field for any play, you got a chance of getting hurt. So any extra plays, there's obviously a chance. But we got to do everything we can to make sure he doesn't get hurt. If you don't get hit, it's going to be hard to get hurt.
Joe, I said in the preseason that you thought, in the offseason, you thought maybe people would try to be more aggressive going after extra points. Going through the preseason, do you think that's still going to happen?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think that I still think it's a play that's going to, you know, evolve as the year goes on. But if I'm not mistaken, I think that there were more misses in the preseason than whether that's pressure or just this further back than there were all last year. So, you know, it's a big play, no question.
Do you think you spent more time on those scenarios than you might have in the shorter distance?
I don't know if it's more, but yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, I would say more time, obviously, from the 15, and we definitely spent some more time on those plays as far as whether it's going to be a two-point, whether it's going to be a kick, all those type of things. So that was always in consideration.